From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin emphasized that large funding will be required for accelerating the achievement of Sustainable Development Goals or SDGs. As reported by Antara, Ma'ruf Amin, at the opening of Indonesia's SDGs Annual Conference 2021 via video conference from Jakarta on Tuesday, said, "Before the pandemic, the gap in financing the SDGs was quite wide. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic that affected the economic sector, Amin noted the needs to achieve the SDGs at the global level grew to 70%. He further said during the pandemic, the need for funding for SDGs at the global level is estimated to increase by 70%. The COVID-19 pandemic, which has claimed over 5 million lives and infected over 250 million people globally, has provided great collaboration opportunities for building a stronger international health system. It was said by the Indonesian Health Minister, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, at an international webinar titled Global and Regional Collaboration for Strengthening Health System Resilience Toward Health Security, as quoted by Antara on Tuesday. He said the pandemic has taught each country to strengthen international collaboration for improving regional and global health systems, as well as establishing health system resilience to protect future generations from potential crises. The Indonesian government is developing Tanjung Emas Port in Semarang, Central Java in 2020-2024 in Kalibaru Ultimate Terminal in Cilincing, North Jakarta until 2037 as logistics activity centers. It was said by the Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir during an online seminar on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. He further said the development of logistics infrastructure in Central Java has been carried out in four ports that are centers of economic activity in the region. He explained Tegal Port, Tanjung Intan Port, Semarang Container Terminal, and Tanjung Emas Port all play an important role in the economy in Central Java. To widen the diplomatic scope of Indonesia in various regions in Russia, the Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to the Russian Federation and the Republic of Belarus, Jose Tavares, met the President, at the level of Governor, of the Republic of Tatarstan, Rustam Minikanov, in Kazan, Russia, on November 22, 2021. As quoted in a press release from the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Moscow received by Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, during the visit, the Indonesian ambassador emphasized the main mission mandated by the Indonesian government is to develop economic cooperation with Tatarstan. One of the collaborations that have been established is Indonesia's participation in the Kazan Summit and the Russian Halal Expo. In addition to meeting the president of Tatarstan, during this visit, the Indonesian ambassador also met the deputy head of the Trade and Investment Development Agency, Marina Epifanseva, and Tatarstan Chamber of Commerce and Industry head. Now we move to the international news. UN Atomic Watchdog Chief Rafael Grossi canceled a news conference planned for Tuesday evening upon his return from Tehran, where he held talks with Iranian officials over the country's nuclear program. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, Grossi will hold a separate news conference on Wednesday at 12:30 or 11:30 GMT, as previously announced on the opening day of quarterly meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency's 35-nation Board of Governors. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Tuesday said U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Tom West will visit Doha next week for 2 weeks of meetings with leaders of the Taliban. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, Price stated they will discuss the two countries' vital national interests when it comes to Afghanistan. That includes counterterrorism, that includes safe passage for U.S. citizens and for Afghans to whom they have a special commitment, and that includes humanitarian assistance and the economic situation of the country. We end the news with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, Independent Permanent Human Rights Commission, held its 18th regular session at the OIC General Secretariat on November 23rd. The session continues until Wednesday, and this Independent Permanent Human Rights Commission meeting is the first to be held in person since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. There, participants heard the statement of the OIC Secretary General, Hussein Brahim Taha, which was delivered on his behalf by Dr. Muhammad Adom Kolbo, Director General of the Secretary General's Cabinet. In the press release received by Voice of Indonesia from OIC on Tuesday, the Secretary General declared protection of human rights within and outside the OIC would remain one of his major priorities. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh, end of 2021, humanitarian tragedies are still happening. Thousands of people are displaced as refugees and suffer from hunger due to conflicts in various countries, as happened in the Middle East. The endless conflicts there led to the flow of refugees to Europe. There is a refugee crisis on the Belarusian border with Poland. As a result, relations between the two countries and also with the European Union have been strained. The European Union accuses Belarus of using the refugee chaos at the border as a political tool to pressure Europe. Belarus argued and countered the accusations by saying that Europe had broken promises about its willingness to accommodate refugees. Conflicts and wars have caused thousands of people to become victims. Displacement is one of the real forms, and these conflicts, apart from Africa, generally occur in the Middle East and also parts of South Asia. The civil war in Yemen, in addition to causing displacement, material and infrastructure damage, has also caused suffering for the people who are still in the country. Yemen, which was once part of a region called Sham, has now been partially ravaged. Many historic buildings were destroyed by bomb and missile attacks. What is more devastating is the very large number of victims who died as a result of mutual attacks. According to United Nations data, about 377,000 people have died. More than half of those who died in Yemen were an indirect result of the seven-year war, such as famine, for example. Even more sad, many children who became victims died due to malnutrition. The war in Yemen, for which there is no sign of ending, began in 2015. At the time, the Saudi Arabian coalition intervened with the aim of helping the government after the Houthi militia seized the city of Sana'a. The Houthi militia is a group that has Iranian support. This fact shows that the intervention of other countries with different directions and interests has led to prolonged conflicts and civil wars. The situation is not getting any better when major powers, including the United States and Russia, are involved. The worst humanitarian catastrophe has occurred in Yemen, a once prosperous country with a beautiful civilization and historical heritage. This tragedy, which does not know when it will end, will continue to take its toll. The United Nations Development Program, UNDP, estimates that fighting and its effects could kill at least 1.3 million people by 2030. This very sad situation and dire consequences should be able to spark initiatives and step towards peace. The question is, can the conscience of the leaders in Yemen as well as other intervening countries be open to stop this humanitarian tragedy? And that's commentary.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 24, 1914, the birth of Professor Dr. Haji Ruslan Abdul Ghani. Ruslan Abdul Ghani is an Indonesian statesman and politician who was born in Surabaya, East Java, November 24, 1914. Since his youth, Ruslan had been active in the youth organization Indonesia Muda, which opposed the Dutch as a dangerous organization. After independence, Indonesia was involved in the battle on November 10, 1945 in Surabaya against the Allied forces. During the administration of President Sukarno, Ruslan Abdul Ghani was the Minister of Information and Minister of Foreign Affairs. During the administration of President Suharto, Ruslan Abdul Ghani was the Indonesian ambassador to the United Nations. Moving on to an event on November 24, 1991, the death of Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury is a singer-songwriter, record producer, and the lead vocalist of the British rock band Queen. He is considered as one of the best singers in the history of popular music. Mercury ranked 18 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 100 greatest singers ever in 2008. And was second on Rolling Stone's Reader's Pick list in 2011. Mercury is described by the AII music website as one of the best rock performers of all time, with one of the best voices in any music genre. He died on November 24, 1991 of HIV/AIDS. We end today in history with an event on November 24, 2013, when Iran signed the nuclear deal. Iran and the countries that are members of the P5+1 group, namely the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, on November 24, 2013 in Geneva, Switzerland, signed an agreement to stop Iran's nuclear program. In return, Iran received more than $7 billion worth of economic sanctions relief. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Ku nyanyi selalu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Asian Development Bank, or ADB, approved a policy-based $500 million loan to support Indonesia in recovering from COVID-19 pandemic and creating sustainable development. That was announced by Director of Human and Social Development at ADB Southeast Asia Regional Department, Ayako Inagaki, in ADB's release on Friday. Inagaki said this loan will help in improving human resources, increasing manpower productivity, together with reforming education, skill development, health, and social security. Ayako Inagaki added this program also supports a crucial reform that helps the government to achieve several health and education targets in the Sustainable Development Goals, to improve education and skill training, to increase jobs for youth, including university graduates, to expand social safety net, and to reduce stunting among children. This follows the need for annual growth up to 7% so that Indonesia can be a high-income country by 2045. Indonesia needs skilled workers in the transition to high-tech manufacturing and higher added value export. In the release, ADB mentioned, Indonesian government had taken measures to accelerate human resources development. The Indonesian Human Resources Index rose to 54% in 2020 from 50% in 2010. Human development was identified as a crucial booster for economic growth in the 2045 vision of Indonesian government and the National Midterm Development Plan 2020-2024. This new loan will sponsor the first of the three sub-programs in Boosting Productivity through Human Capital Development Program. This program uses together the policy-based loan with technical and knowledge support, which focuses on health, education, and social security. This program is expected to increase Indonesian Human Resource Index up to 59% by 2026. According to ADB, promoting a skilled and healthy workforce by means of technical and vocational education, training, and higher education will support companies to invest in Indonesia. So, it also accelerates the private sector development.
Tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskan lara, merajut asa, menjali mimpi, hendakkan sepi-sepi. Satu semesta mengalir. Jujurkanlah hati, kenangan batin jiwaku. Kenangkan cinta seperti dulu saat bersama. Tak ada keraguan. Cintakan mamamu kembali di sini menuai rindu, membasuh perih bawa serta. Meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada, mohon tinggal sejenak. Lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskanlah.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
The capital city of West Java, Bandung, has a myriad of lists of enchanting natural attractions, especially Curug tourism and many waterfalls. In West Bandung Regency, there is a waterfall that's very appropriate as a tourism destination while on vacation. The name of the waterfall is Curug Tilu Leuwi Opat. Recently, it has been quite famous among tourists because the photos of that beautiful waterfall scenery are spread on social media. This triggers curiosity for social media users to have vacations in this tourism destination. The condition in this waterfall area is really beautiful and very natural. The cool air temperature builds its own sensation for our bodies. Curug Tilu means three waterfalls, while Leuwi Opat means four rivers. So this waterfall is a tourism that combines three waterfalls, four rivers, and also a cave located in an area of 5 hectares. Located in Ciwangun Hamlet, Cihanjuang Sub-District, Parongpong District, West Bandung Regency, West Java, Curug Tilu Leuwi Opat provides a complete treat for those who want to have an adventure in the style of nature lovers. Interestingly, this tourism destination provides a camping ground for those who want to spend the night in the waterfall area. This tourism destination has complete facilities. You don't have to worry about meeting your daily needs. You may enjoy the exciting games provided there. In addition, you can also do buddy rafting, paintball, flying fox, spider web, hike rope, catching fish, and many other activities. These various games certainly make you feel more fun and feel at home longer there. The price of a ticket to this tourism spot is only 10,000 rupiah per person. With this price, you can enjoy a variety of natural treats that are very enchanting, especially the natural beauty of waterfalls. Besides, you can also try to feel a variety of exciting and fun games. You must keep in mind that you must apply health protocols so that your vacation is safe and comfortable. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love?
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about berbelanja, which means shopping. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Batik ini kurang laris daripada batik itu, which means this batik is less sold than that one. This conversation happens between Kevin and a clerk. Kevin wants to buy batik cloth. Let's listen to the conversation.
Mengapa batik ini kurang laris daripada batik itu?
Sepertinya batik ini kurang cerah daripada batik itu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Mengapa, mengapa, which means why. Batik yang ini, which means this batik. Kurang laris daripada, which means is less sold than. Batik ini kurang cerah daripada batik itu. Batik ini kurang cerah daripada batik itu. Which means, this batik is less brighter than that one. In the conversation, you hear a comparison in the sentence, batik ini kurang laris daripada batik itu. Batik ini kurang laris daripada batik itu. Which means, this batik is less sold than that one. To compare two different things, you can use the expression kurang daripada, which means less than. Let's listen to the other examples of comparison. Kain batik mana yang lebih murah? Kain batik mana yang lebih murah? Which means, which batik cloth is cheaper? Kain berbahan katun lebih murah daripada yang berbahan sutra. Kain berbahan katun lebih murah daripada yang berbahan sutra. Which means, the cotton one is cheaper than the silk one. Apakah baju yang hijau lebih murah daripada yang merah? Apakah baju yang hijau lebih murah daripada yang merah? Which means, is the green clothes cheaper than the red one? Iya bu, silakan bandingkan. Yang hijau ini kurang halus daripada yang merah. Iya bu, silakan bandingkan. Yang hijau ini kurang halus daripada yang merah. Which means, yes, ma'am, compare it, please. The green one is less softer than the red one. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mengapa batik ini kurang laris daripada batik itu?
Sepertinya batik ini kurang cerah daripada batik itu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Rindukan aku. dan tadi pagi-pagi kamu menghampiri. Kau bilang ingin bertemu karena terlalu rindu, dan kau memelukku. Ku rasa ku kini jatuh cinta lagi padamu kekasih. Berulang kali ku ingin kau tahu kau amat berarti, tak ada yang lain dalam hidupku. Saat kau menatapku, aku pun tersipu. Kau bisikan ingin selalu ada di dekatku. Kau genggam jemariku. Ku rasa ku kini jatuh cinta lagi padamu kekasih. Berulang kali ku ingin kau tahu kau amat berarti, tak ada yang lain dalam hidupku. Oh, 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 oh.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, into this edition of Music Corner, we're going to play a song from Rotendao East Nusa Tenggara entitled Batu Matia. The song Batu Matia is about the harmony of the Rotendao people under any circumstances. Fathers and mothers always try to sow heart that their children can grow up well. In the song, there is also a hope that children can have a bright future. There are a lot of parents in Rotendao who often sing Batu Matia while holding their child. In addition, the song Batu Matia is also often sung on various occasions to the accompaniment of the sasando, a typical musical instrument of Rotendao. Alright, listener, here is the song Batu Matia by Jason Octavianus. Enjoy.
Oh, hey. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.